Having settled our awareness on the breath, we now expand our awareness to include the breath and the body as a whole. We can start by noticing all of the parts of the body that are directly affected by the breath. There's the tummy, but there's also the chest, feeling the movement of the breath in the chest, the lungs, and as we do so, we can also notice that the shoulders move. The back ribs move. It may be a subtle movement, but if we tune in, we can sense the rise and fall, expansion and contraction. The whole of the back, including the lower back, is subtly affected by the breath. Including the legs and feet, the arms and hands, the neck and head. So sensing the whole body. With an expansive, ambient awareness, as if we've moved from a narrowly focused lens to a more panoramic lens. As the breath flows in and flows out, feeling the body as a whole and the breath. Staying present with these sensations of breathing. So as we attend to the breath and the body, also noticing our thoughts. Thoughts have probably been our companions as we've been sitting. Just acknowledging the thoughts. Naming them, if we need to, with a simple label. A part of our experience where our focus is the body and the breath. Having a sense of our emotional state. Whatever it might be, 'tisn't right or wrong. Just as the weather changes all the time, sometimes bright and sunny, sometimes cloudy and overcast, so our internal weather changes. So what's the weather like today, inside? Is it sunny? Or overcast? Or perhaps there's a storm brewing? Just having a sense of that. It isn't right or wrong. It's just the weather. And it's always changing, like the weather. If we notice anything that feels tense or tight, including that as well. And we can imagine the breath flowing into that area of tension or tightness, bringing a sense of openness and greater ease. Staying present. Sensing the breath. Sensing the body. Letting the breath be our anchor, our focus in all the currents of our experience. Breath and body. Breathing, settling, resting.